I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Attention, incredible. Amazing new music. Attention, incredible. Amazing new music. Attention, incredible. Amazing new music.
It's a great show for me to poop on.
The apocalypse is coming. That's the one thing I like about George Bush. I really think he can get us into the fucking apocalypse. Like the biblical. I really think he believes that he'll be the guy, you know, on the in the white hat. Like I think he's read that Stephen King novel, The Stand, a couple times, you know? And he really thinks there's a dark man in the desert somewhere and he's gonna fight him or something like that. Which, here's the thing. If the apocalypse happens, it doesn't have to be all bad. Here's how you can make it work for you, all right, when the apocalypse happens. And I mean, and you'll know when it's happening because zombies. But here's the thing. If the apocalypse happens, then that means I'm wrong and there is a God and there is an afterlife. But here's the good news. In the afterlife, like in heaven, you'll be in the fucking VIP section of eternity. Because everyone else out there will be like, hey, man, how'd you die? And you're like, fucking bus accident. And like, how about you, man? They're like, fire ants. And like, how'd you die, man? And like, how'd I die? In the fucking apocalypse! Oh my God, it was awesome. I'm in the velvet rope section of eternity. You should have fucking been there, man. The fucking volcanoes came out of the ground and they spewed menstrual blood into the sky. And then it formed into Avril Lavigne's face. And she recited the Goodwill Hunting screenplay. And then the words turned into sentient razors and they just bored into your flesh. And just George Bush was president and mediocrity held sway. It was amazing. Oh, my God. I'm in the VIP. Where are my pockies at? Where are my other pockies at? High five pockies! I really want the apocalypse to happen. Honestly, don't you?
Back east, your type don't crawl. Play ethnic-y jazz to parade your snaz on your 5 grand stereo. Bragging that you know how the niggers feel cold and the slums got so much soul. It's time to taste what you most fear. Right guard will not help you here. Brace your what it's like. It's a holiday in Cambodia. Don't forget to pack a wife. Thank you.
Please give me $1 million and the fridge with a padlock and, oh yeah, huge pectoral muscles. Hello.
Hello.
Would sharpen you up and make you ready for a bit of the old ultra violence.
Let's go, ready? From the top. My favorite shows on TV have 12 minutes of advertising. I can't get behind that kind of time.
Eat quickly, drive faster, make more money now. I can't get behind that.
My kids say, he said to me, and I'm like, and he's like, and she's like,
it's all he's all, she's all.
I can't get behind that kind of, like, English. That'll be 6 to 8 weeks before delivery.
The rising oceans, the warming temperatures.
The dying polar bears, no tigers in 50 years.
Rising poison in the air and water.
I can't understand why the price of gas suddenly rises when oil goes up.
But takes months to go down long after oil falls.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind the gods, who are more vengeful, angry, and dangerous if you don't believe in them.
Why can't all these gods just get along? I mean, they're omnipotent and omnipresent. What's the problem?
What's the problem? What about the men who say, do as I do? Believe in what I say for your own good, or I'll kill you! I can't get behind that!
I can't get behind that! Everybody knows everything about all of us!
That's too much knowledge!
I can't get behind that!
Yeah, and what about student drivers using my streets to learn? If you learn to play the drums, you gotta go to a studio, go to a parking lot, for God's sakes! Why are you jeopardizing my life? I can't get behind a student driver!
I can't get behind a driver who drives like a student driver! Vehicle, then get off the phone and keep your eyes on the road.
Lifetime guarantee?
Whose lifetime? Not mine. I haven't that much time left. Let's make it yours. Everybody's got a longer life than me. the leaf blowers. Is there anything more futile?
Car alarms.
Clap off.
Clap on.
Spam.
Size matters.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it
no,
does.
It doesn't. No,
yes,
it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
My
yes,
phone
does.
Rings.
Make millions in minutes.
It's a computer.
Lose inches in hours.
Leave me the hell alone.
Eat more. Spend less.
The colonel is breakdancing. Give me a break.
Credit terms arranged.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind so-called singers. They can't carry a tune. Get paid for talking. How easy is that? Well, maybe I could get behind that.
Well, I can't. If you have to fix it with a computer, quantized, pitch-corrected, and overly inspected, then you can't do it. And I can't get behind that.
I can't get behind a fat ass.
Fie Iesu Domine, Dona eis requiem.
chicks dig me. Because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual. But now I know why I have always lost women to guys like you. I mean, it's not just the uniform. It's the stories that you tell. So much fun and imagination. Lee Harvey, you are a madman. When you stole that cow and your friend tried to make it with the cow, I want to party with you, cowboy. The two of us together, forget it.
Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I don't think I do, sir. No.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought. I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
So I'm dying? Of what?
Respiratory arrest from sleep apnea. You should have quit smoking.
So I'm asleep right now?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, jeez. Okay. This is a dream. I thought you were real for a minute.
I am real. I'm deaf.
You're deaf.
That's right.
And you're coming to me in my sleep.
Consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not ready here.
Who is?
I don't know. I guess some people are. Why don't you go find one of them?
It doesn't work that way.
Right. Of course not.
When it's your time, you go. That's it. Look, I have a lot of stops to make. There's a war on. Can we make this quick?
I'm gonna die, and you're telling me to make it quick. I got a lot of unresolved the issues here.
You and everybody else. How many people do you think get to see it coming? Some just take it on the head.
Well, look, I just wish I had more time.
Do you? Would you prefer a long, drawn-out thing? Cancer, maybe?
That's not what I mean.
No, you want to live longer.
Yeah.
You and everybody else.
Let's make a deal.
What am I, a game show host? Boy, you're just racing through the stages. I think you skipped one.
Oh, which one?
I'm not sure. What comes after denial?
Anger?
Yeah.
Well, I got a problem with anger.
Well, maybe you can just jump right to acceptance and I can go home.
Well, look, I'm still at the bargaining.
Everybody wants to make a deal.
Everybody?
Almost everybody. There are a few who accept their fate. Mostly the terminally ill, the suicidal, Buddhists. At any rate, I can't make exceptions.
Why?
The system will get fucked up.
Why?
It's complicated.
Try me.
When I come out, I have to take you. If you don't go, I have to take somebody in your place. somebody whose time has not come.
So?
Think about it. How selfish are you?
Well, you know, I'm scared.
That's normal. If you relax, it can actually be quite pleasant. Like a ride at Disneyland, only more intense.
Like which ride?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, like the Matterhorn, or It's a Small World? Because it's different, you know? And Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
I don't know.
Well, am I going to go to heaven or hell?
I don't know. It's not my department.
Your department?
Yeah.
They have departments?
Yes.
What is this, the DMV? What, I get a caseworker?
It's the most efficient system in the universe. We don't make mistakes.
Ever?
Not lately.
Ah, so what's happened?
It happened once or twice in the early days. We fixed it.
Who made the mistakes?
It's hard to explain. The errors were systemic.
Right. You can't give me any indication of what's going to happen to me.
We make our own heaven and hell. It all depends on what's in your mind.
Have you ever made an exception?
Never.
Really? Never?
Never.
I don't believe you.
I don't care. Can we go now?
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Make your mind up fast. If you want it anytime, I can give it. But you better hurry, 'cause it may not.